Welcome to the July News Roundup on WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer.
And I'm Rebecca Green. Last month, news broke about accusations of sexual misconduct against Attorney General Curtis Hill. Governor Eric Holcomb and others in both parties have called for Hill to resign, but Hill remains defiant. He's put together a team of well-known attorneys to defend himself, while the Inspector General's office has appointed a special prosecutor to investigate. To catch up on what's been happening, Nikki Kelly from the Journal-Gazette joins us today by phone. As a point of reference, Nikki and I have worked together for a long time, first while I was at the Journal-Gazette, and now we work together on other things here and there. Nikki, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we are going to talk today a little bit about Curtis Hill, Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill, and some of the issues that he's having right now. Particularly now, there's a special prosecutor appointed to look into some pretty serious allegations.
Yes, the Inspector General is doing an investigation through her state office. But, you know, just like when the police do any investigation, they usually have the prosecutor's office there to assist them, get search warrants, stuff like that. Terry Curry, the Marion County prosecutor down here, felt that he had a conflict because Curtis Hill's office is defending Terry Curry in a couple lawsuits. So he asked for a special prosecutor to be appointed. And this week we learned that it's former Adams County prosecutor Dan Sigler, who is the Fort Wayne attorney now.
And Mr. Sigler has, for residents of Northeast Indiana, that is not a new name in political investigations, is it?
Yeah, he's definitely someone that the courts have gone to on numerous occasions to handle politically sensitive cases. He handled Wynn Moses's campaign finance case back in, I think, the 80s. He handled Charlie White, our Secretary of State, his voter fraud case more recently. And in between there, he handled Matt Kelty, who was a Republican mayoral candidate, his campaign finance issue. He got convictions in all of them. Some of them were Democrats, some of them were Republicans, and he's pretty well respected by both sides.
One of the things that also happened this week was a kind of a defense fund was started for Mr. Hill, and it's has some big names behind it, and he has a pretty well-known attorney, at least in Indiana and criminal circles.
He has a growing list of attorneys. We have a couple on the civil side, Kevin Betts and Sandra Blevins, and they specialize in civil litigation and employment law. And they became involved sort of, they did threaten a defamation lawsuit, and they're kind of trying to get their expertise out there on why they think this doesn't count as sexual harassment on the civil side. On the criminal side, he's hired Jim Voiles, who is a big gun attorney here in Indianapolis. He's represented, you know, Mike Tyson, Colts owner Jim Irsay, other athletes, and even an Allen County judge at one time. So Mr. Voiles is handling any criminal case that might arise because, again, technically no one, you know, filed a complaint. You know, traditionally you go to the police, you file a complaint. That never happened. Different lawmakers got involved, and so they just said, well, we should have the Inspector General look into it. The Inspector General can refer cases for criminal charges, and if so, then that would be where Dan Sigler steps in.
You've been covering the State House and Indiana state-level government for a long time now, and do you have a sense of how Mr. Hill's staying power at this point? Is this something that he can ride out until the next session, or is this something that is going to be terminal to his career?
Well, I mean, he can definitely ride it out till the next session. While the governor and Senate and House leaders have been very strong on pushing for his resignation, the fact is that's a big jump between whether calling for someone's resignation and the legislature actually taking impeachment action. So I don't sense that the Republicans are willing to go that far against Mr. Hill. We will see as time goes on that. Basically, Attorney General Hill has, you know, he's, you know, thrown the gauntlet down. He's fighting to the end. And I guess in his mind, it might be, well, maybe my political career is already over, so I might as well fight for it and see if I can salvage it.
You mentioned, like, the governor would like him to resign. There's been some other people calling for him to resign. Are those calls unanimous, or are they largely, is it largely split over whether or not he needs to step down?
Let's put it this way. I know of some people who, behind the scenes, are saying, hey, I think we're going a little too far asking for him to resign on this. But they're not willing to put their names to it yet. So So there's not a lot of people standing up for Curtis Hill in that sense, in the sense of he didn't do anything. There are some people standing up for him feeling like the process that was handled in this sort of internal inquiry that lawmakers did that then got leaked to the public. So there are some people uncomfortable with how it all unfolded. Those people are willing to stand up on that kind of level. But I honestly haven't heard anyone come to me and say, look, there's no way he did this.
Summers are usually a little calmer at the State House than this has been. Is that fair? Or
yeah, summers are usually a time to catch our breath. We'll have some summer study committees coming up starting in August. But obviously the Hill stuff has had everyone talking here around Indianapolis, and I assume elsewhere in the state as well. I think we're all interested to see how that goes. And the next big moment in the case will come when we see any report from the Inspector General.
Is there anything else that we should be looking for going forward? You mentioned some study committees. Anything else over the next month or so that we need to keep our eyes on?
Well, the summer study committees that are getting some attention, there is one that's going to look into possible use of medical marijuana. There is one that is going to look into whether we should legalize sports betting here in Indiana after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the federal restrictions were too broad. And we have our second year of an alcohol code revision commission. Last year, we obviously got Sunday sales out of that. But I expect this year's alcohol committee to focus more on distribution and wholesale issues as opposed to retail issues that consumers would see.
Nikki, thank you very much for joining us today.
You are very welcome. Thanks.